Hello, and welcome to the weekly podcast from Foursquare Gospel Church Ibako, a vibrant, growing church in Lagos, Nigeria. We hope that this message inspires you and builds your faith. Enjoy the message.
Thank you. Let's please have our seat. Thank you, Father. The word of God is for our transformation, not only for our information. Can I take that again? The word of God is for our transformation, not only for our information. Every time God wants to change a man, he sends his word to him. Every time God wants to make a man from a level A to level B, he sent his word. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is true. The word of God cannot be broken. The word of God will always prevail. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the word of God is living. It is powerful. It is active. It gives life. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It divides asunder to the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. The word of God is powerful. Amen and brethren, can I also say that your words are powerful? Because you are made in the image of God. I am made in the image of God. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. Proverbs chapter 18, verses 20 and 21. Proverbs chapter 18. Please, let's look at the screen or please open your Bible. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lip, of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. With the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Verse 21. Death and life, they are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit. Your life is going in the direction of your words. We have three prayer points I quickly wanted us to pray. God dropped it on my heart while seeking his face over this message. So can we bow our head? If you want to sit, please sit. If you want to stand, please stand too. I plead with us, so please just quickly lower our mouth so that we can pray. God wants us to pray, and God answers prayer. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Say this with me. Say every negative words. Oh, we can do better. Every negative words spoken into my life by anyone or by myself, I stop their influence. I stop their operations now by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every negative word that I have spoken into my life, every negative word that my mother and my father has spoken into my life, every negative word that men have spoken into my life and is affecting my journey, is programming my existence, I stop you now. I stop you now. I stop you now. In the name of Jesus, I stop their influence. I stop their operations. By the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, every negative word, stop, 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 stop. Open your mouth and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Shakataka parabasanda, leto koto kotoria bashanda. Stop now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I plead with you to pray the second prayer. There's someone here, whenever you take something, it sifts through your hands. Whenever your hand gets hold of something, it just sifts through your hand. You have a spirit of almost there. You are almost succeeding. You are almost getting married. You are almost, it's just almost, but you didn't get it. It's almost. Please pray. Please pray. Every negative prophecy. Please say it with me. Every negative prophecy.
every negative projections that my life is fulfilling. Stop now. By the blood of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Every negative prophecy, every negative projections, every handwriting on the wall that my life is fulfilling, that is running my agenda. Stop. Stop. By the blood of Jesus. Stop. By the blood of Jesus. Stop. Pray, 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 pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Stop now. Stop now.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name, it is done.
Okay, so the third and the last for now. Ezekiel chapter 37, where we read in verse 4. God commanded the man of God, prophet Ezekiel, to speak to dry bones. Dry bones are not supposed to hear, but he spoke to it.
Say it is me. I declare my life. Move forward. Go forward. Enlarge. Be promoted. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Now begin to declare into your life. Begin to declare positive things into your life. You, my life. Go forward. You, my life, attract favor. You, my life, the heavens are open over you. You, my life, enjoy grace. You, my life, be blessed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name, it is done.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. There's power in the word of God. Great power. Okay, so I'll tell out five things very fast of this power in the word of God. What power do we mean when we say there's power in the word of God? Number one, there's power to heal in the word of God. There's power to heal in the word of God. John chapter 4, verse 46 to 53. John chapter 4, verse 46 to 53. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. It's about the story, two different stories. A centurion, Jesus met with him, all right? And he said, excuse me, sir, my servant is sick. Can you please come and heal my servant? And he said, no, I don't have to come into your house. He said, just send the word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus sent his word and his servant was healed. Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent forth his word and it healed them and it delivered them from their destruction. There's power to heal in the word of God. In the word of God. And by this power this morning, everyone that is sick in the body, everyone that is sick in their finances, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. What power are we talking about when we say there's power in the word of God? The second thing, there's power to make impossibilities possible. There is power to make impossibilities possible. In Luke chapter 5, Jesus met a particular man, Peter, all right? And he said, excuse me, sir, we have toiled all night and we have caught nothing. He said, but at your word, at your word, at your word, at your word, I will cast my net. And guess what? They cast their net and they caught net-breaking fishes. Net-breaking fishes. Impossibilities become possible because of the power in the word of God. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. God asked Abraham, he said, is there anything that is too difficult? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Brothers, sisters, I'm asking you this morning, is there anything too hard for the Lord to do? Nothing. 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 Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17 and 27. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17 and 27. God was asking again, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh, sovereign Lord. You have made the heavens and the earth by your great and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you to do. There's nothing. And he asks in verse 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Brothers, is there a case you have closed?
Is there a matter that you have said, no, 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 don't bring that matter up again? As far as I'm concerned, that case is closed. It happened in John chapter 11. That man was dead. But guess what? Impossibilities became possible because of the power of the word of God. The word rightly applied works wonders. Can I take that again? The word of God rightly applied works wonders. Can I take that again? The word of God rightly applied works wonders. Okay, so three more things. The power in the word of God. Dead are raised to life because of this power. The dead are raised to life because of the power in the word of God. We saw that in John chapter 11, and we saw that in Acts chapter 9, verse 40. Acts chapter 9, verse 40. Two more things. There's power that saves. Power that saves because of the power in the word of God is salvation. Power that saves. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 10. And John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the word. We quoted that again and again. The word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with the Lord. Without him, nothing was made that was made. All right? The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness have not been able to comprehend him. There was a man sent from heaven whose name was John. So there is power in the word of God to save. To save everyone that believes on him. He gave them power to become the sons of God. The fifth one, of course, but not the least, there are a lot. There's deliverance from satanic torments. There's deliverance from satanic torments because of the word of God. Isaiah chapter 61, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Isaiah chapter 61, Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. Hallelujah. There's deliverance from satanic torments. Are you here this morning and you are unable to sleep very well because you have masquerade coming to pursue you? Are you here this morning and again and again and again, your dear mother that lives in the village, you are unable to go and visit her because somebody told you that that woman you want to go and visit, that woman is a witch. That woman is a witch. Don't go. Can I announce to you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are complete in him who is the head of all principalities and powers. If you are saved, if you are born again, you are greater than the devil. The devil is under your feet because Jesus has saved your soul. Those are great things, power in the word of God. All right, so how then do we profit from the word of God? How do we gain from the word of God? Because sometimes we have the word of God, we have the Bible, we have Jesus with us, but we are not profiting. We are not gaining from the word of God. How do we profit from the word of God? I'll give us five keys. Very important. Number one, you must be born again. You must be born again. And it's a must. So you can't say, preacher, why are you telling me it's a must? Oh, it's a must. You must be born again. And excuse me, I was not the one that said so. Jesus said so. John chapter 3, verse 3 and 5. John chapter 3, verses 3 and 5. And John chapter 10, verse 27. John chapter 3, verse 3. John, not Joshua. John chapter 3, verses 3 and 5. Jesus answered and said unto him, this was Nicodemus when he was asking Jesus, most assuredly I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see. Can we stop at that? Please look up here. Unless one is born again, he cannot see. Every sinner is blind. Everyone that have not met with Jesus, they can't see very well. He cannot see. So for us to enjoy the riches of the word of God, for us to enjoy light and life in the word of God, you must be born again. So brothers, sisters, are you born again? No, don't say no. Don't let's go over that now. We are all born again. No, we can't assume. Some assumptions are costly. Are you born again? No, I've gone through Sunday school. I've gone through membership. I praise God for your life. But are you born again? Your name is part of our membership list. But is your name part of their membership list? It's key. Are you born again? Are you born again? My sheep hear my voice and they obey me. My sheep hear my voice. Are you a sheep or you are a goat?
That's the first thing. You must be born again to profit from the word of God, to gain entrance in the word of God. You must be born again. The second thing, read and study the word.
Read and study the word.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 16. Study. Please let me tell the brother or the sister sitting beside you, say study. Oh, please let me tell him again, say study. Study.
Study.
Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. John chapter 5 verse 39. John chapter 5 verse 39. Ye search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and these are they that do testify of me. You cannot delegate it. You know, there are some things that you cannot say, okay, my wife, please help me do this. My children, please help me do this. You can't delegate it. You must do it by yourself. You must take personal responsibility. Personal, and it must be intentional. It must be deliberate.
Study. Read it.
Please look up here. If something is important to us, we make our time for it. Is that fine? If something is important to us, we make out time for that thing. Or who is important to us, we create time for that thing or for that person.
So our attitude to God's word is telling God that, God, you are not that important.
And that's a sin we need to repent from. We make out time for who or what is important to us. It is time for us to take God seriously. It is time to take God seriously. It is time to take the word of God seriously. It is time. It is time. It is time to take the word of God seriously. It is time to take personal study and corporate study of the word of God. It is time to take it seriously.
I'll give us these things. How do we read it? Read it prayerfully. How do I read this Bible? Read it prayerfully. The word of God will deliver to you on your knees. The word of God will deliver to you on your knees. Read it prayerfully. Pray before you start reading. Pray while you are reading. Pray it inside your soul when you finish reading. Can I take that again? Pray before you open the Bible. Pray while you are studying and pray it into your spirit.
When you finish studying, read it prayerfully.
The second thing, read it systematically. Read it systematically.
You can read it topic by topic. You can read it character by character. You may want to study about John. And every verse of the scripture that talk about John, you are looking at it. You want to study about Deborah. Oh, I like that woman, Deborah. So you are studying every scripture that have to do with Deborah. You can study it character by character, personality by personality, or book by book. Read it systematically. The third thing, read it soberly. Read it soberly.
Soberly. Read it solemnly. That's what we mean. When you want to approach the word of God, you need to, don't be in a rush. Don't be in a haste. Don't be in a hurry. You have to be gentle with God. We have to be humble. You have to be patient.
Wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
You have to tarry before God. You have to read it solemnly. Read it soberly. That's the third thing. The fourth thing, read it expectantly. Read it expecting God to speak to you. You are expecting God to minister to you. Your expectations most times are always granted. Expect God to speak. Expect God to open your eyes. Read it expectantly. The fifth thing, read it gratefully. That is, read it with thanksgiving in your heart. Be happy when you are reading it. He said, your word were found, and I ate them, and they were the gladness of my soul. They were the gladness of my soul.
With joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3.
With joy, with joy, with joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. So read it gratefully. The last but not the least, read it widely.
Read it widely. Read it widely. Don't just concentrate on John chapter 3 verse 16. Look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 2. Look at Genesis chapter 3 verse 5. Look at Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. Read it. Be versatile. Brothers, sisters, it is time for us to raise a world conscious generation. It is time for us to give attention to the word of God. It is time for us to intentionally go after the word. Go after the word. And when you read it, what are you asking yourself? Number one, is there a promise to claim? So every time you open the Bible, you are asking yourself some questions. Number one, is there a promise to claim? 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 Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's a promise that you can't claim. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. That's a promise to claim. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 1. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord born? That's a promise to claim. So is there a promise to claim? Number two, is there a prayer to pray? Is there a prayer point? There are scriptures that are literal prayer points. John chapter 17, Jesus will say, I pray for their unity. That's a prayer point. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15, downward, Brother Paul was praying, I bow my knees before the Father, asking that the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him be given to you. That's a prayer point. So is there a prayer point to pray? Is there a prayer point to pray? The last but not the least, is there a pit to avoid? Is there a lesson to learn? Is there a lesson to learn? Thank you, Father. Remember, we are looking at profiting from the word of God. So I'm giving us five keys. Number one, you must be born again. That's very important. Number two, you must read and study the word of God. And number three, meditate on the word of God. We can't overemphasize that. Meditate on the word of God. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, Psalm 119 verse 99. Because I meditate on your law, I have become wiser than my teachers. Wow. Can we look at that? Psalm 119 verse 99. 119 verse 99. Hallelujah. Please look up here. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Thy testimonies are my meditations. Meditate on the word. Now, what does it mean to meditate? It's very easy. It's not a big word. It just means to ruminate. It means to regurgitate. You know, when we were in some years back in biology or in integrated science, then we learned about ruminant animals. Hallelujah. That they have four compartments, you know. So they will chew something, like a goat, for example. It will chew a grass and go to a quiet place and bring it back again and chew it properly and then swallow it. That's what it means to meditate. So you take a scripture as common as John chapter 3 verse 16. All right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So you look at it. For God so loved the world. Pause. What does that mean? The world. Is he talking about cars and chairs and microphone? And what is he talking about? The world? Or is he talking about people? So you are asking questions. You are ruminating. You are chewing it over in your heart and in your spirit. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Wow. So God has a son. And not just a son. It's the only begotten. Wow. So you are asking questions. You are ruminating. You are meditating on the word. Psalm 1 from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 1 from verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, I like that, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. In his law he meditates day and night. Our generation is a noisy generation. Do you notice that sometimes, please try it, for a whole month, choose not to subscribe on your TV. Don't subscribe. See how you feel. And guess what? For a week, choose not to subscribe on your phone. As in, you buy airtime, but to subscribe, to do WhatsApp, to do internet. Okay, some people are shaking their head. No, I can't do it though. No, you can do it. Can we try it? For a week, don't subscribe on your phone. No internet, nothing. Just to call and text. guess what? You will feel something left you. You feel like I don't feel fine. Our world is a noisy world. Something tells you that something must always make noise. Something tells you that I can't live in a room and everywhere is just quiet, everywhere is just sober. Ah, am I in a graveyard? Can somebody make noise? Can somebody just do something and just, how are you going to meditate in such mentality? So once in a while, just choose to just silence and deaden some things. Just quiet some things. Meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. All right, so two more things. Speak the word or believe the word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. I like what that verse 1:8 says. He said, the word of the Lord, this book of the law must not depart from where? From where? Did you notice that he didn't say it should not depart from your heart? He said it should not depart from your mouth. Because God just take it for granted that if it is in your mouth, most likely it is in your heart. Hallelujah. If it is in your mouth, most likely it is in your heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The word of God must not depart from your mouth. Matthew chapter 4, Jesus used the word of God to defeat Satan. The word of God. Speak the word. Speak the word. Believe the word. Believe the word. Believe the word. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He said, by it, the elders obtained a good report. I like that. That's in verse 2. By it, the elders obtained a good report. Speak the word. Believe the word. God likes to be believed. God does not like to be doubted. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. With the heart, man believeth unto salvation. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Confession. Confession. And the last but not the least, as I close, do the word. Please let me tell the sister or the brother sitting beside you, do the word. Let me say it again. Do the word. Do the word. Do it. Do it. Do it. Is God asking you to pay your tithe? Pay now. Is God asking you to fast and pray? Go ahead now. Believe the word. And more importantly, do the word. Take actions on what God has said. Make up your mind that from today, the word of God, can we read it? Our brother quoted it on Wednesday. It was such a powerful one. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Let's look at it in NLT. I like the way that translation put it. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Media, can we do this? ASAP, thank you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, NLT. Please look up here. Let's look at it together. Study this book of instruction. I like that. And do it continually. Study this book of instruction continually. This is the book of instruction. This is the manual for living. This is our guide on this pilgrim journey. It is time to do the word. John chapter 2, they met, the wine has finished, and Jesus' mother told those guys, he said, excuse me, just look at that man, Jesus. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. Whatever he asks you to do, do it. Whatever he asks you to do, do. So if he asks you to gather sand, gather sand. If he asks whatever he asks you to do, do the word. Do the word. Psalm 1 in verse 3. Psalm 1 in verse 3. Psalm 1 in verse 3. Thank you, Father. He said, they are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves shall never wither, and they prosper in whatever they do. God asked me to tell someone this morning, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Please look at it and meditate on it. God asked me to tell someone that that's a word for you. 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 And then God asked me to tell another person that you are losing faith in God. You are losing faith in God. It's like God is coming late. You don't want to wait for him or wait on him any longer. He said, I should tell you to trust in him more. Trust in him more. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, and some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us all, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance. Can we rise on our feet? Thank you, Father. Let's rise on our feet. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We have three prayer points. We quickly want to pray. We are going to say, Father, give me hunger for your word. Give me a passion to go after your word. That from today, the word of God will mean gold to me. The word of God will mean more than silver to me. The word of God will be bread to my soul. The word of God will be light to my soul. Please open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Please lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. The Father, in the name of Jesus, please, Lord, grant me hunger for your word. Hunger for your word. Hunger for your word. In the name of Jesus, grant me hunger. Grant me hunger. Grant me hunger for your word. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray just like we read in Psalm 119 verse 18. He said, open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things in your law. I want us to pray, Lord, open my eyes henceforth. Let me see light. Let me see truth. Let me see grace. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Please pray in the name of Jesus that, Father, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. I want to see truth. I want to see your promises. I want to see prophecies. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Jesus, open my eyes. Let us so break it. Leba shata. Rebo santo gotori abakanda. Reba sanda lebre de no shata. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All right, while I was bringing us God's word, one of the things I said is that you must be born again. So sisters, brothers, mommies and daddies, are you here and you are not born again? Are you here and you have never surrendered your heart to Jesus? If you are in that category, please come. Come and meet me here. Let's pray together.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you were blessed by this message and look forward to having you next week. Make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. You can also follow us at Foursquare Jeb on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. God bless you.